When you hear that bell, you know to get your Bibles and get a chair and turn your radio up and come back to another class session of the Warren Ganny Radio Bible School. And as you're getting your Bible, you'll want to turn to Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to begin in verse 15 where it says, "He shall be great in the sight of the Lord." Now this is talking about John the Baptist. John the Baptist will be great in the sight of the Lord. That's what the angel Gabriel said to Zacharias, his father. So what does it mean to be great? And what does it mean to be great in the sight of the Lord? There's one way to be great in the sight of men, but another way to be great in the sight of the Lord. And that's where we're going to begin our discussion today as we enter this Bible class about John. And so, while you're turning your Bibles to Luke chapter 1 and thinking on this, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. We've been assembling like this for 100 years at this location. And if you will stop by some Sunday morning or evening or Wednesday evening and visit with us, I think you will be delighted in what you see. I wonder if people know that there's really churches like this. Churches that are not part of any denomination. Churches that really believe the Bible is the Word of God and think, well, we're accountable to what it says. And thinking that we can follow the New Testament pattern for the church and preach what they preached and do what they did so we can just be what they were. Not a church of any man, simply a church of Christ. Now there's 45 of these congregations scattered throughout the county, so I know there's one near you, but do stop by sometime at Rock Cliff and see for yourself what is going on, and you will be delightfully pleased with what you see. The worship is simple and sincere and scriptural, and you're going to appreciate that. And I also think you're going to be able to see how much we love one another there, and we'll show that love for you. But our prime interest is in serving and loving God. So you come by when you can. But now, let's turn over to our Bible study. It says in Luke 1:15 concerning John the Baptist, "He shall be great in the eyes of the Lord," or in the sight of the Lord, as it says in the American Standard Version. Let me read to you Elam's notes concerning that. It says, "He shall be great in the sight of the Lord." In whose sight do you prefer to be great? One may be great in the eyes of men or of the world, and nothing before God. Before God, the inhabitants of the earth are as grasshoppers. Before the nations, as a drop of a bucket, and are accounted as the small dust of the earth. All the nations are as dust before Him. They are accounted by Him as less than nothing. E.A. Elam, in giving those words in his notes, was quoting from Isaiah 40. And he suggests in this Sunday school lesson that we read Isaiah 40, verses 12 through 26. And Isaiah is so often such a delight to read that I thought I would read that portion of Isaiah to you. And he's talking about God here when it says, "Who hath measured the waters and the hollow of his hand, and meted out the heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of Jehovah, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel? And who instructed him and taught him in the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of righteousness? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are accounted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him, and they are accounted by him as less than nothing, and vanity. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? The image a workman hath cast it, and the goldsmith overlayeth it with gold, and casteth for it silver change. He that is too impoverished for such an oblation chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him skillful workmen to set up a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth above the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out to dwell, to tent in, that bringeth princes to nothing, and maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they have not been planted. Yea, they have not been sown. Yea, their stock hath not been taken root in the earth. Moreover, he bloweth upon them, and they wither, and the whirlwind taketh them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, that I should be equal to him, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who hath created these that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and for that he is strong in power. Not one is lacking. What a beautiful description of our great God. How could man be great in the sight of God? Why, being great in the sight of man, the God is nothing. But wow, to be great in the sight of God would really truly to be great indeed. But it's not by the same standards by which men judge greatness. We read in 1 Peter 1:24-25, all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of thereof is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth, but the word of the Lord abideth forever. To the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, Jesus said, for that which is exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God, Luke 16:14-15. A meek and quiet spirit, a lowly and humble heart, are of great price in the sight of God, 1 Peter 3:4. But to this man will I look, said the prophet, but unto this man will I look, even to him that is poor, and of a contrite spirit, and that trembleth at my word, Isaiah 66:2-5. The one who is poor in spirit is great in God's sight. The kings of the Gentiles have lordship over them, and they have authority over them, and they are called benefactors. These today are great in the sight of men. All school histories and other books set forth as great in the eyes of men. But before God, the servant of all is the greatest. Let me read to you from Luke chapter 2. And I want to read this is Luke chapter 22. I want to read verses 24 through 30. Here's the reading. And there also arose a contention among them, which of them was accounted to be the greatest. And he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles had lordship over them, and they have authority over them, and are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so, but he that is greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is chief is he that doth serve. For which is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at meat? But I am in the midst of you, and he that serveth. But ye are they that have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, even as my Father hath appointed me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you shall sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. We learn that greatness in God's sight comes from submission to his will and service to our fellow man in obedience to his word. John's mission and work made him great before God. He was to drink neither wine nor strong drink. Strong drink is intoxicating liquor, different from wine. John, when grown, drank neither of these, and ate the simple food of locust and wild honey. Priests were forbidden to drink wine or any strong drink while serving in the tabernacle or the temple, Leviticus 10 and verse 9, Ezekiel 44 and verse 21. And the Nazarite, so long as his vow was upon him, was not only forbidden to drink wine and strong drink, but also vinegar of wine, vinegar of strong drink, or grape juice. They were not to eat fresh or dried grapes of anything made of grapes, from kernel to husk. Numbers chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Samson, the judge, was a Nazarite from his birth. Judges 13. John did no miracle. John 10 and verse 41. But was filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He was guided and strengthened by the Holy Spirit to prepare himself for his work and to fulfill his mission. He was inspired, being filled with the Spirit, did not release him from the necessity of self-denial, effort, struggle, obedience to God, and preparation for his great work. Let's go back to the book of Luke and read chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. Here we read, "And many of the children of Israel shall he turn unto the Lord, and he shall go before his face, and in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for him." The angel in these verses states the mission of John. He was, 1, to turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. 2, he was to go before the face of the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. And 3, he was to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just. And 4, to make ready a people for the Lord, a people prepared for him. John did all this. By his manner of life and preaching, he convinced the people to turn them to God, and he taught fathers and all classes of men their respective duties. We read in the book of Luke, in Luke chapter 3, I'm turning now to Luke chapter 3, beginning in verse 10. "And the multitude asked him, saying, What then must we do? And he answered and said unto them, He that hath two coats, let him impart to him that hath none. And he that hath food, let him do likewise. And there also came publicans to be baptized. And they said unto him, Teacher, what must we do? And he said unto them, Extort no more than that which is appointed you. And soldiers also asked him, saying, And what must we do? And he said unto them, Extort from no man by violence, neither accuse any one wrongfully, and be content with your wages. And so all manner of people were taught what they must do by John. And by this repentance, they were being prepared for the coming of Christ himself. That's as far as we're going to get in the lesson today. Come by Rock Cliff and visit with us. I think you will enjoy the services, but most of all, I think you'll see that we're trying to please God in what we do. You may be dismissed.